are you planning a Mari stop on the way back?
Dave, we're standing by for a mark when you're rolling, and we'd like for you to press on back towards the drill site. We've got a procedure for you to separate two sections of the deep stem from the other two sections, and we're going to carry the two halves into the limb that way. And the Mari site, Dave, we will do a good Mari site, but fairly near the limb.
Alrighty.
Are you buckling up for safety?
Yeah, man. We always do that. Okay, switch is coming on. Hey, Joe, we're moving.
Okay.
Right to 093, okay?
Sounds about right, and you might pick up your rover tracks before long.
Oh, what a big mountain that Hadley is.
Woo.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Might want to swing a little more to the right.
Yeah, let me go around to the right of this.
Sure we can get between those two craters ahead of us there. Yeah, the mountains up here are truly beautiful.
Roger, Jim, we copy you loud and clear.
Shallow depression there at, yeah, well, south of that.
Jim, this is Houston.
Just over Hill and Dale, isn't it?
Yep.
Go ahead, Jim.
Roger, if you can take your eyes off the scenery and the road for a moment, I could explain the core stem separation procedure if you'd like it now.
Away.
Roger, your choice. I can give you the procedure now or we can wait till we get past... Oh, okay, sorry, didn't understand. We think you can put the four sections of the core stem in the vise. Jim, you move it horizontally, put horizontal torque on the stem, and tighten it up in the vise, while Dave, you use the wrench and try to separate it.
Well, we tried that, Joe, but we'll try it again. It's worth another go. That was just about what we tried the last time by putting, trying to put horizontal and vertical forces and everything else on the vise, and the vise just doesn't seem to grip like it should, not nearly as well as the wrench does, and I don't really know why. It might be a little loose.
Okay, Dave, copy that. It may also be that it's quite dusty and the brush might help you out there.
Okay, we'll try that. Didn't try that.
And to set your minds at ease, we think that even if you can't separate it into two pieces, we can get the whole thing into the limb. So we'll bring it home anyway. We'd like it in two separate pieces, though.
Well, I guarantee you we're not going to leave it here now after we got that much invested into it. Oop. looking directly east now as we head back to the lamp. Can you put your visor down?
I haven't yet, but I think I just might. It might.
Boy, that sun is really fierce. And I can see as I look to the east several places up the slope. Big Rock Mountain where their outcrop's exposed.
Roger, Jim, copy. And the name of the mountain again, please?
Hummus. That was Big Rock Mountain. You know, Joe, Big Rocko Candy Mountain.
Roger, we copy. And we have a big smile here in the Moker.
But I'm not going in there, Jim, though. I hope.
Haven't picked up our tracks yet. I think we're probably still a little north of them.
Yeah, because we came 3/10 north.
We're heading 105, range 1.4.
Copy and sounds good.
Can't see the limb today.
Oh, look at the mountains today, Jim, when they're all sunlit. Isn't that beautiful?
It really is.
By golly, that's just super.
It's, you know, unreal. Dave, I'm reminded of a favorite biblical passage from Psalms. I look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. But of course, we get quite a bit from Houston, too. Okay, we're heading 13140.
We got to go around this crater here, buddy.
What's your estimate as to when we'll be able to see the lamp?
Who's mine?
Yeah, you think we'll be able to see it at 1 kilometer?
Nope. I think we're going to be going up down the valleys here.
I think I see the top of it, Dave, at 12 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah. Just barely see the top of it.
Okay, well, you look far range and I'll look near range.
Yeah. There are our tracks.
Yeah, we got our tracks. How about that?
And the rover's a little black blob over there at about 12:30. That's exactly where the NAV system says it is.
Think we'd do better going straight ahead on, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's got that one depression over that next ridge. Might want to just drive through it, huh?
Yeah, let's see how we do.
Wait, wasn't that the deep one, though, that had the crater in the in the lower part?
And saying 093 and hitting 08, so coming right's going to help us some. No, we're okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, this is a better route that we use coming out.
Yep. Wish we could get that 16mm camera.
I'll change mags on it.
Yeah.
See if that helps.
How about that for maneuvering, huh? Slick. It'd really be great in shirt sleeves up here, you know.
Jim, concerning that 16mm camera, if you're changing the mag out, you might try the 1 frame per second trick at the beginning. It worked before.
I did that this morning, Joe, on this mag.
Roger, you got plenty of mags. Keep trying.
Yeah, we will. By the way, do you want us to bring back those jam mags, or should we chuck them?
Let me check with Span.
Boy, look at the few big boulders up there. Yeah, that's pretty neat. Up on the slope of, yeah. It's appropriately named, don't you think? Yes, it is. It's the only one around here.
Dave and Jim, we think it'll be just as easy for you to bring them back, and we'll troubleshoot them.
All right. We'll do that. So far in the past, our nav system has always been biased, pointing us to the right a little bit more than we should. So I'm going to bias it a tad left here, because I know if we get too far left, we'll pick up our tracks. But noticed on the other two trips when we got back, it was asking us to hit 8 degrees or so to the right.